10-0 TR Mobile.
Stop the seat in there, Tom. KN4 VWA.
Well, Steve. Oh, well, my foot's hurting. I guess I'm doing that. Let's see. Oh, Bernice and I are just going down to the kids' place. Let me turn this radio down. We're just crossing Cunningham Lake here at the Cunningham Fire Department. I'm sure you know where that's at. And just give me a piece of gum. And, we picked up some TP for them at Costco's today, a rare item. And some Vitarine, which is a no-calorie drink of some kind. I don't know. It's sweet water. And just wanted to get out for a ride and get out of the house, Steve. How are you doing?
Having a bunch of friends over this coming Saturday night, so I'm trying to get the house pressure washed and get everything cleaned up, and I got eight acres of grass to cut. I wonder sometimes why I do that kind of thing, invite 30 people up to the house. Oh, well, anyhow, it'll be fun. Man, I'm just going out right now to... Well, it's not too bad crowded to get fuel for my big riding mower. I've got a Cub Cadet that's a 60-inch deck. Big commercial job, one of those zero-turn radius things. Does a good job. Did you say you went to Costco today?
Roger. I don't know what that last little noise was. Wasn't me. Yeah, we did. And my brother-in-law had a mower like that, and it would just, you just push a button and it would raise the deck up right up in your face where you could change the blades or sharpen the blades and that. And I kept trying to get him to get it. He always wanted a good one. And that one was $12,000 for that mower.
Tried that mower for you, Steve. KN4 UBG.
Well, if I did that, Kevin, I'm afraid my wife would have my hide, because sure as the world, she'd mistake one of her weeds for a, mistake one of her plants for a weed, then we'd all be in deep water. Well, how bad was that crowd over there today, Tom, at Costco?
Oh, not at all. Wouldn't you say, Bernice? Yeah, we didn't get within 10 feet of anybody. In fact, I think there was more at Sam's than there was there. I had to go over and pick up a couple of pairs of reading glasses that I ordered from Costco at Spartanburg. And I need just a teeny tiny bit of astigmatism correction. Other than that, I got 20/20. But when I'm reading itty-bitty things or working on electronics, I use the cheaters. And those Walmart things suck. But, it was nice today. Now, one of the things I heard one of the butchers back in the back of Sam say, he said, some guy was asking for something. He said, man, he says, we're out of everything. He says, it was like a bomb hit here over the weekend, means it was Father's Day. And he says, they really cleaned the shelves out. Steve, that crap, I'll take that off of there. It's BS. It's too long. Anyways, go ahead, Steve. It doubled with you.
Yeah, did you see the trucks out there where they were selling the ribeyes for 20 ribeyes for $30?
Yes, sir. I also heard that it was comparable to Omaha Steaks, but... only money soon parts, but I've never tried them, so I can't really comment on them, but it didn't appeal to me, put it that way.
Well, I agree. You know that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. But you know, they've got meat. Why doesn't Sam's?
Go ahead, Kevin. I'd say it's probably because it was from China and Vietnam. Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm doing something different now. I'm actually doing crossband through the TS-2000. What's it sound like right there?
It sounds great to me. I mean, there is just the ever so slightest white noise in the background, but man, I tell you what. What kind of HT are you on?
About an 8-inch antenna. Probably hear my air conditioner running in the background. I'm fixing to get up and walk outside, so. I done one project. I put a stove in a while ago and had to change the pigtail and all that. Just bear with me until I get outside. But trying to get a few other things done. Get some trash picked up and get ready to haul some of that stuff off. Now you might be able to hear me better. I'm out of the house.
Great on the front end. I could hear a baby in the background crying a little bit. Could you, Tom?
Your LTR. Well, Kevin, I would say this, that your audio is about half that of what I would consider normal. I can hear you, and it's very clear and no problems. But if you can set the deviation up on it, you might call it modulation. But on FM deviation, if you can set that up a little higher, then that would be a benefit to you in this case, I think.
That'd be on the HD, right?
Well, if it's an option in your menu, yeah, it may not be on a, especially one of them China products.
Now, be nice, Tom. Those Baofengs do just fine for what they are and what you pay for. Kevin, that Baofeng, I know you're, you said you was on a Baofeng. For a Baofeng, that thing's doing just fine, buddy. Now, if it was a Kenwood, I'd kind of back up a little bit and say, yeah, you need to go to that option right quick. But I just happen to know that Baofeng does not have that option.
I think it did, but I wasn't too for sure. I hadn't really dug into the options on this thing too much. But it does good for what I use it for. I mean, I just use it for out here around the house, or, you know, if I go down the road about 4 miles away from the house from the dollar store, I'll use the crossband repeat. Because when I get down there, oh, I can't hardly pick up anything down there. So I have to use the crossband repeat that way.
I would say that your last transmission was far better than the first ones. But I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but them Baofengs, FK4SV, for example, what his opinion is. They do the job and they work, and but I wouldn't have one as a gift.
Hey, Tom, you know what they're really good for?
No, the suppository?
No. They're good for taking out on the water on your boat, and if you accidentally drop it in the water, oh well, you haven't lost the cost of a Kenwood and or a Yaesu, and you don't go into a screaming fit. You go, well, I went $40, huh? Used it, it's gone. You don't get all bent out of shape. So they're good for that, and for, you know, if you drop it and break it, you know, hey, you know, no biggie.
I would concur with that. That sounds reasonable. This is 0TR. You just got to understand I'm old. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I can't complain. I've had this thing, man, for probably 10 plus years. This is one of the first power things that came out. Just a UV-82.
What about them is the fact that they're like $50 and it allows people to, well, for example, I heard someone say that there was a kid on here the other day and he wanted to know if it was all right for him to talk there if he didn't have a license. And it's about like buying an FRS radio anymore, and it gives people access to the bands that aren't licensed, and that would be the only downfall. But as far as getting into it and that, I think it's a real good way for somebody, especially like I was when I started out. I didn't have the money for a $200-$400 radio. I had a Radio Shack.
Right here, I mean, you can get on the band, but if you don't know what you're doing, I mean, you got to really get down and read the menu in order to get into it to turn on for repeater. Otherwise, you're going to be simplexing into the repeater. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how the newer ones are now, but the only thing I like about them is, like Steve said, I mean, I think I paid $56 a piece for two of these when I bought them. A buddy of mine programmed them to do, we was using them for hunting because they had a better range than, you know, some of the other ones. And the batteries lasted longer. That's the only reason I bought them. And then I got into ham radio and I said, well, why not use them for ham radio? So here I am, about 12 years later. KN4, UBG.
Mr. Steve there. I agree with you, Kevin, and it really sounds good. I can't say it doesn't, but there's some things I don't like about them, and you can't get away from the Chinese anymore, but given a choice, I will, but that's my biggest, I guess it's because I'm from the Cold War era. more or less a Neanderthal age.
Hey, if y'all paid $50 for one, you paid too much. I gave $62.95 for a pair with the large batteries on them recently.
12 years ago when I bought these, they hadn't been long, came out. So that's the only reason I paid $56 a piece for them. That's 12 years ago.
Like four, five, six radios at a time for a real cheap price on eBay and places like that, and it's a good little radio, and it's a good starter radio in particular if it's used legally. You know, I get kind of closed pores if they don't, but best thing you can do if anybody gets on there is to ignore, and don't get into it with somebody. It's just a pain. Right, we're passing the Gibbs Cancer Center down here, the new one on Buncombe, and headed down towards the Kitsis. What are you up to tonight, Kevin? Oh, and by the way, Steve, you be careful out there in that heat. It wouldn't be good to have a heart attack before your friends come over.
This is true. And I tell you what, guys, I'm going to step out for just a little bit. I'm pumping my gas, so I'll be back in there in just about 5 minutes.
Tom, I agree with you on that. The only way I think that they should be able to use a repeater or anything is if it was a major emergency or, you know, something like that. Or if they was out, broke down somewhere and didn't have cell service. You know, that'd be the only other way that I would agree with that. So I'm kind of with you on that one.
Well, I'm with you on that, too. In an emergency, anything goes. You know, I've told the wife that. She's not licensed, but I've told her if there's no other way and you have to use it, we'll use it. And I don't think anybody'd say a word about things like that. And I have been involved in situations like that up in Kansas a couple of times where they needed to get emergency traffic. But they were licensed. But anyway, yeah. Anything goes. I do happen to know an instance where a gentleman used a police frequency. It's been many years ago. And he must have had the tones for it and all. And he used it in a car wreck in order to, he was a ham, in order to, make the call. And that was back before they had cell phones and that. And it cost him big time, even in that situation. I know the other day somebody put out a thing on the flyer there that we get from the clubs, and it had all of those police frequencies, and it had all of the CTCSS tones for them. And you know what? I don't think that should be public, and it is. Because in cases like that, you can get interference in a life-saving situation where somebody could interfere. And I don't, as a general rule, propagate that information. Now, most of the radios nowadays are locked down. However, back in the old days, there were certain people that knew how to get around that in their handy-talkies and that, but they had sense enough not to do or break the law. But you could open them up. I don't think they're that easy to do nowadays.
What if you go on a reference, radioreference.com, it gives you all the codes and all that stuff. I mean, you have to put in information to get it out. You know, you have to fill in like locations and stuff like that, you know, and it's all out there. I mean, it's, you know, they've made it all public now, but yeah, I mean, I don't know, even in that case, you know, if you had to use it to make a call on a police channel, I wouldn't see where it would be, you know, a big deal, but I guess they make it a big deal. But I told my wife, I mean, if something was to ever come up, cell phone, or something was to ever go out, and she ever needed to get a hold of me, she knows how to turn the radio on. You know, I've showed her that. And, but hopefully, here before long, she's going to have her license. You know, because I'm going to kind of push that, whether she wants them or not, you know, because, you know, a bad situation, I think everybody needs it, you know. Because one of these days, we might come down to be using these things here other than cell phones. I know we all depend on cell phones and stuff, but they will go to you.
It's in 0TR. Yeah, I wouldn't have a bit of problem with somebody's family or that using one in an emergency. I don't think anybody would. And that's not even, excuse me, an issue. But like I said, as far as the police frequencies and that nowadays, and especially when all of these new systems are using trunking and that, you're not going to be able to get into that unless you're an electronic engineer. But the old frequencies, you know, like I remember back up in our state, our local police with 155.010, you could listen all right, but you couldn't transmit there unless you had the tones. And guys, back then, those tones weren't out there for public dissemination, and now they are, and they really shouldn't be, and that wouldn't be that hard. But you'd have to have a radio that's opened up, because most of these, I figure all of them have cell phone blocked, and they also will not transmit on those frequencies, so that's really not a big deal. And you don't want to interfere with the public utilities and such. Anyways, good to hear you. I'd like to have a police scanner that you could listen in more, but they're about $700 or $800 for the good ones. And I just am not going to put out that much money for that. It's just not worth it. Take care, Kevin. And 0TR, and I'm at my destination.
Tom, I'll agree with you on every bit of that. I will agree with you on that. You know, and they're good to have, and hope, you know, it never comes to that point where we have to use them for emergency, but if they do, they're out there. But I'll say 73s to you and Bernice, and y'all have a good one. And be safe on the wheels out there, and hop back in when you get back mobile. KN4 UBG 73, I'll be
quick. That starts in about 20 minutes. See you later, Kev, in 0TR.
UBG, KN4 UWA.
For UBG, are you back mobile again?
Back towards my hacienda. And I think I may have a problem with my truck.
What might that be?
Well, I just filled it up.
And my gas gauge says I've got just under a half a tank.
Did you have it running when you filled it up?
No, sir.
You might have a problem. Hey, how you doing?
I can't complain.
But yeah, you might have a problem if your gas gauge ain't working.
I'll have to reset my mileage and run it down a ways, and then once I know that it's down pretty far, I'll have to take it in to them and see what they say. So, anyhow, well, did you and Tom get the ills of the world all satisfied, especially on the police frequencies?
I don't know. I agree with him on some of that stuff, man. I mean, it shouldn't be out there for the public to get a hope. You know, if you look at that radioreference.com, it's all over radioreference.com. All you got to do is put in a little information, and it'll give you anything you want.
Yep. Well, but you know what? It really don't matter anymore on the, any police department that has upgraded, they've gone to encoded microwave. And unless you've got the coding, you ain't going to listen.
Most of them upgraded to Palmetto 800. A lot of them went to Palmetto 800.
Yep. So you ain't going to hear anything anyhow. So are you already off of work?
I've been off work. I got off at 5. I got home about 5:45. I had to stay over just a few minutes and do a few things, now I'm out here picking up some trash, getting ready to haul some trash off, probably the weekend. I just put a stove in my house because my stove went out. I had to go buy a stove, and I don't know, man, it's been one thing right after another. I get one thing fixed and something else tears up. KN4UBG for ID.
Okay, and 4BWA. Well, you know that's the way it works now. That's Murphy's Law.
I'm dead too. I'm really beginning to believe that. You know, we just replaced the refrigerator about three or four years ago. My big double door refrigerator went out. Then turned around and I had to go buy one of those. That cost me an arm and a leg a little more than I wanted to fork out, but you know, like you said, happy wife, happy life. So, she got what she wanted. And now the stove went out. And I just happened to run up on one on Offers Up. And looked like about a brand new stove. But I hadn't never seen one that don't have the neutral wire coming out of the stove itself. Because most of your mobile homes and some of the houses now have four wires. But I figured it out. I got it hooked back up. I am partial electrician too, so.
No, I've never really understood that. A neutral goes back to the main bus ground. The ground goes back to the main bus ground. And I can see running a neutral or an extra ground internally inside of one of those pieces of equipment. But why require four wires over the entire length? That's always escaped me.
I mean, I don't know. The way these code things, man, Greenville County Code, Spartanburg County Code, they just got their hand in the pot so many different ways to make money, and you don't really need it. I mean, you know, they run houses for hundreds of years off of three wires, and now you gotta have that fourth wire to be legal. You know, I understand there's houses that burnt down over the years because of that, but I mean, I don't know. Now the newer systems to me catches on fire easier than the older systems.
They're never going to be able to stop electrical fires. Electrical fires are caused by aging wiring and
shorts in wiring. Nothing else.
Nothing squirrels, rats, mice, anything eating the coating off the wires.
Hey, you know, I saw an entire neighborhood one time lose all the power in that neighborhood because of a fried squirrel on the top of a transformer. Man, he lit up and smoked, and you could smell him all over that neighborhood.
Rat did that one time in a house. He shorted out the furnace wires. I guess he bit into them, and I guess he got his mouth across one and across the other, and he killed him. It was a big old creek rat, man. They would come out, them things as long as your arm, from your tip of your fingers to your elbow. And them things look like, pet possums is what they look like. And that really happened. That happened in the house. We heard it. And found the wire that he chewed into and shorted out. Had to replace it. But they had ate just about all the insulation off of just about every wire on that one circuit.
KN4VWA. Yeah, I know what you mean. They can be destructive critters. Well, listen, the net's going to start up just in a little bit here, so I guess we better go ahead and drop off. You going to check in tonight?
You check in last night, and, beauty sleep comes, automatically at a certain age. Once you sit down in the chair, your eyes close, that's it, By the time I woke up, I was like, what in the world? And the next thing I know, turned around and I woke up like at 10 o'clock and I was like, man, it's too late to check the net. They was on there talking last night. I said, net's over with. But yeah, I'm going to check in. I'll check in here as soon as the net starts.
All right. Well, I'll hear you check in tonight, bud. You try to take it easy. I'll catch you. Maybe I'll catch you in the morning. What time do you usually go to work?
I leave the house about 8:15-ish. I got to be there by 9 o'clock, so, it gives me time to stop and, go by the store and pick up a few things. And by that time, just like today, I just had the radio on when y'all signed on.
Yep. All right. Well, maybe I'll catch you in the morning, bud. All right, 73 is KN4VWA. I'll be clear after your finals. I'll hear you on the net.
Win, and I'll holler at you a little bit later on, and, I'll get with you sometime in the morning, probably on the way to work, but I'll say 73C. You have a good one, and be safe on the wheels out there. KN4UBG, I'll be clear, and waiting for net.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, one announcement. We are still looking for net controllers. We do have, as you'll recognize, I've called it a couple of times here recently. I'll be calling it tomorrow night as well. That's representative of a lack of quantity of net controllers. So if you're thinking about becoming a net controller, now would be the time to raise your hand, right, and volunteer. It'll force you to get on the air at a regular schedule and force you to talk to everybody out there that checks into the net repeatedly. You'll enjoy it, and you'll get a lot of experience. You'll meet a lot of nice people, and I think you'll like it. So contact me over the air. Send me an email. My email address is good on QRZ, and we'll get you signed up for calling in net. And we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. I'm going to start off with recognizing the pre-check-in list. And tonight we have W4FCM, that's Fred. He is in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, being brought by Fred. Fred, if you're listening, tell Miss Isla we said hello. We appreciate you taking the time to use the pre-net check-in capability. And K4GAT, that's Michael over in Samsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Michael. RM, that's Fred. He's bringing with him. N4MRY, that's Miss Mary. They're in Piedmont this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Mary we said hey. And KI4LZI, that's Andy on Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Hope you're doing well. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane. He's over in Six Mile. Appreciate everyone that used the pre-net check-in capability. It's there just in case you think you might not be able to make it to the net and you want to go ahead and be recognized and contribute to the people checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We appreciate you using that. And we do have quite a few EchoLink stations, so we're going to let EchoLink stations go next. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
For DJW, good evening, Dave, and all my dear friends on the net. Please check in. Kilo 4, Yankee, November Golf. K4YNG, Mr. Fletch, in Easley, and we'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Please check in, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, landing via EchoLink, Dacusville, in and out.
For DJW, please check in and out, Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're in beautiful Greenville County at the base of Parrish Mountain tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4YNG. That's Fletch, sounding good over EchoLink from Easley tonight. Good to have you with us, Fletch. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for taking the time to check in. And KG4WNP, that's Landon over in Dacusville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. You're sounding good. And K4ZZX, that's Steve over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. And we do have another station. If that station is sending a text message, I don't see it. From my view, I don't get to see that. But if they are and anybody else that's on EchoLink wants to relay him in, feel free to do so with the next round as we go through the RF section of the net. Feel free to relay a station that's sending in text messages because I don't have the visibility to see that. And tonight being, what is tonight? Tonight being Monday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Echo Through Hotel. Station with the first letter suffix of call begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW.
For GIQ, Kilo Juliet 4, Tango, India, Quebec, Philip over in Easley. K4ZZX, clear to the net.
Okay, that EchoLink station that just went, can you try that again? I had EchoLink gives me an echo if I leave it unmuted. I had to mute it while I went over to RF, and by the time I figured out somebody was on EchoLink, you were already done. So, EchoLink station that just transmitted, go again.
WDW K4ZZX, the station is Kilo Juliet 4, Tango, India, Quebec, Philip over in Easley. K4ZZX, clear, return to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you relaying him in. Net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4TIQ. That's Philip over in Easley. Appreciate the relay there, Steve. And we did have another late check-in on the pre-check-in list. That is KM4RGX. That's Carol in Greenville. Appreciate you using the pre-check-in capability this evening, Carol. I did just happen to punch that button and saw you drop in there. Okay, we'll go back to Echo Through Hostel. Station with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, negative, negative night, Dave. Thanks for calling the net.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP. Kilo, November, 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, and he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry and Chandler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. You may have noticed our crunching is going to come to an end for Rosetta. They have zero work units in the work queue. I never thought that day would arrive. I'm looking for other things to crunch while they get scientists to work up some more work units for us. But, Harry, you'll be running out if you haven't run already if they don't fire some more work units up here pretty soon. And Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. She's bringing with her W2MJB. That's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. Love the way you articulate your words, Wendy. I wish I could get people at work to do that sometimes. Fine job of checking into the net. And Wendy's a really good net controller that we have on Monday nights. Second, third Monday nights of every night of every month. Appreciate you being here. And tell Mark we said hello. Hope you guys are staying safe. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel list that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. N Kilo India 4, Echo Tango Yankee, that's KI4ETY. Chris down here in southern Greenville County, and I'll be negative and negative this season.
DJW. This W4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative and negative. I checked in a few minutes ago, but you might not have heard my station. Anyway, that's all I got on that. David, go ahead.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Hotel. That's K-O-4-E-E-H, Barry and Central. I'll be negative and negative. Over.
K-O-4-D-Z-Y, Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Yankee, Craig and Due West.
Okay, that's a good list. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4ETY. That's Chris over in Pilsner. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. And Gene, I think both of us lost it when Steve was relaying Philip in on EchoLink. I think that's when I missed you. And I didn't get anything. So I missed you and Philip both at the same time, or you and Steve when he was relaying Philip in. So appreciate your recheck and appreciate your persistence, Gene. Hope you're doing well. And KO4EEH, that's Barry. He's over in Central. Sounding good tonight, Barry. Appreciate you taking the time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And KO4DZY, that's Greg over in Due West. Sounding good tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well and staying safe. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're doing pretty good this evening. 20 check-ins so far, and it's only 11 minutes after the hour. That's not bad. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters I through L. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, that's KN4UBG, Gibbon. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative, 73 at you and everybody on the net. And hope the cross band is still working good.
DJW, Whiskey 4, Juliet Hotel Uniform, W4JHU, Alex, Columbus, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments.
Have you? Miss Amy, you're well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Or DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us out, in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 73.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That's Kevin over in Fountain Inn. You're sounding good on the crossband repeat, Kevin. I would have never have known it had you not had told me. Sounds that good. No delay or anything. No way to detect it without you telling us. Appreciate you being there tonight. W4JHU, that is Ellis over in Columbus, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Ellis. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sounding good from Fletcher this evening. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. And everybody remember, I enjoyed Sid's Sunday Night Net last Sunday, yesterday. I was able to not have to be working at that time. Sometimes I'm working at that time. Yesterday I wasn't, so I was able to check in with him and enjoyed his net at 8 o'clock every Sunday at 146.64 with a PL tone of 91.5. That's 146.64, just a click up from where we are right now with a PL tone of 91.5, and that's a really good net every Sunday at 8. Sid, we do appreciate you taking the time to stop in and check in with us this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry, sounding good as usual. Bring it with him, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Sounding good, Larry. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. You and Miss Donna be safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha, Bravo, Kenneth at Arden. Check me in and out tonight.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize W4KAB. That's Kenneth, sounding good from Arden, North Carolina this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening, Kenneth. I hope you're staying safe. We'll go ahead and now move it to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Good
evening, please
check in Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4 Delta, Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
AJW. Please check in. Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike. Walt Medman, I'll be negative, negative.
W4DJW. Please check in K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel, Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thanks for being there, sir.
Okay, we're just having one good group after another tonight. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, bringing with her. KK4DMW, that's Rick. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Lorena, appreciate you bringing Rick and Michelle with you this evening. Hope you and the family are staying safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And K4OIM, that's Walt. He's over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. You're sounding good. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. You're sounding good as well. Stay safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in WV4MOU, Ron and Pickens, and we'll be in and out.
Okay, that last station that tried to check in, you're not holding the repeater up, and you're way down in the white noise. If you can move around and bump up your power a little bit, it would be appreciated. We'd really like to get you checked in. Net Control, I'd like to recognize WB4MOU. That's Ron, sounding good from Pickens tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Ron. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa? Okay, we'll go ahead and bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters Q through T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. 4 Tango Sierra, Jim, down in Fairplay, be negative and negative, just listen.
4DJW. And Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
Top K4REKF, Kilo 4 Romeo Hotel Foxtrot. I'll be negative, negative. Want to remind everybody of the field day this weekend, and everybody have a good evening. Thanks for hosting the net.
Jim
JW. JW, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray, Juliet, K2TXJ, Jim, Ian Taylor.
EJW. In Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
BJW. Whiskey 4 Tango Delta Tango, Timothy Mobile and Greer, 73 to you and all on the net.
In KM4DDU, Tom and Greer. I'll hang around for the net. Greg, chew portion.
Okay, there's another really good group, and we have the rare opportunity to listen to KW4TS, that's Jim, over in Fairplay, who is direct on RF. Normally, he's somewhere out in the U.S., no telling where in the United States and the lower 48, but tonight he's coming to us direct on RF. That is our privilege to hear you on RF tonight, Jim. KW4TS, you're sounding good over RF. And you be safe the rest of the way in, if you're headed in. Hopefully you're headed in and not out. KM4RJN, that's John. He's over in Inman. That got you down for comments. John, we will be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KA2TXJ, that's Jim over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And WN4S, that's Chris in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. You're sounding good. And W4TDT, that's Timothy, Mobile in Greenville. Good to have you, or Spartanburg. Greenville or Spartanburg 1. Anyways, Mobile. No, in Greer. That's right. I did write that down, Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Timothy. Be safe over there, or over here in Greer. That's where I am, too. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KM4DDU, that's Tom. He's over in Greer. And got you down for comments as well, Tom. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix to call that begins with the letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. I'm in Piedmont, and I'm negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
W1, please check in and out, KI4, VLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, and Asheville.
Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod, and we're located in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
W. Charlie 4 Whiskey. That's KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Dave, and all on the net. No trap, no roundtable. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4VKN. That's Alan, sounding good from Piedmont tonight. Alan, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KI4VLW, that's Randy, he's bringing with him. KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda. They're up in Asheville, sounding good from Asheville tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And the mayor of Waz, W4WOZ, that's Rod. Good to have you with us tonight, this evening, Rod. Hope you and the family are staying safe. And KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Sounding good from Anderson this evening tonight, Bill. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And we'll go ahead now to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix the call begins with letters A through D. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
W. Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Greer, negative and negative.
DJW. November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joe and Travers West. Good evening, Dave and the net. I have no traffic, but I will be here. Good evening.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4AOW. That's David. He's over in Inman. Sounding good as usual, David. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And KV1BNT, that's Jim over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Appreciate you taking time to log in with us this evening. And N4DIZ, that's Joel in Greenville. Joel, I got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And we'll now go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Thanks for calling that. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FT, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
Okay, Neck Control, I'd like to recognize KK4 FTU. That's Richard sounding good from Slabtown, Northwest Anderson County. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. You're sounding good, as usual. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Neck Control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy sounding good from Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. And this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG-CHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-CHUs. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Edmond. John called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KN4RJN, there's something going on upstairs. I got to step away from the radio for a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay, John, we'll give others the opportunity to check in while you're up there investigating what's going on. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. N0TR, your neighbor, Tom. I'm located in the south part of Greer, down here at the kids' house. I'm getting ready to head home mobile. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom, who makes number 50 this evening so far. We're 29 minutes into the net this evening, and we got 50 check-ins. Tom, you and Miss Bernice, be safe on your way home. Pay attention to that road. Bernice, keep him straight. Appreciate you checking into the net this evening. KN4RJN, are you back? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KC4EZM.
Go ahead, Harry.
I've been a little bit while, John, so I'm not going to tell you any bear stories tonight. You mentioned the other night another place that was doing number crunching. I've got one computer that came up and said it was finished, and I've got a couple more that are they're older, slower, so they're still crunching on what they got, but I'm assuming that's the last thing they'll get. You mentioned another one to John the other night. What was that?
So there's a couple more, Harry. Folding at Home is another one that does protein folding, and they are doing battle against COVID-19 as well as Rosetta at Home. I'm not that familiar with folding, and I don't know that they use the Boink, B-O-I-N-C, the Boink client to process work units. They may or may not. I remember when I first started, I did download their app and I was running it and I did not like the way it worked. So I uninstalled it. But there is another one. So that's one, Folding at Home. That's another one you can check into, see if that's something you might want to contribute while we're waiting for more Rosetta work units. I didn't think they'd ever run out because normally they have a few million backlogged ready to be processed. I don't know what happened, if they had a glitch or what. The other one is, it's a science project, and it has to do with the LIGO measuring gravitational waves from merging black holes and things like that. And that's just right down in Georgia. That's just not far from us, where they've got one of those LIGO gravitational wave detectors. And that is Einstein at Home. And that's one that I'm doing to fill in while I'm waiting for more COVID-19 work units from Rosetta. So Einstein at Home for gravitational wave detection. It can use your GPU, too, if you've got GPUs, which GPUs are much more powerful than CPUs. So that's fun because you can do a whole lot more work in the same amount of time with a whole lot less effort. So Einstein at home, if you want to put your GPUs to work or investigate folding at home, because I don't know that much about it. And you could report back to us on how well that is if you decide to go that route.
KC4EZN, we'll take a look at that. I haven't really spent a lot of time looking at it, but it's been kind of interesting to think that you were actually doing something that might be helpful. And I say, I've got, when I'm not talking on a radio, I've got six computers hooked up, but they're all, well, the newest is a third generation i5 processor. That tells you what my newest computer is. And my philosophy is you use as much computer as you need to do the work you need to do, and you know, you don't need to go out and buy a brand new i7 and overclock it and all that to sit and do the radio work that we do. In fact, if you watch so many people on FT8, I've got a Pentium 4 sitting here, which works just fine. It's just that with as many contacts that are coming in, it hasn't finished decoding the batch before it's transmitting whatever I decided to try and go back to. It doesn't lose anything, but it's that slow. And again, it's a Pentium 4. It's probably 20 years old, and I keep it just for, old time's sake or something. Anyway, that's all interesting. I'll take a look at that. Let's see how these others do. Like I said, they're all dual core, not particularly new, but they were sitting here doing nothing. And that bothered me because they're too old. They're too old to try and sell, and most people want something newer than that anyway, but they're perfectly usable, and then I felt good about doing something. Anyway, we'll turn that loose, and I'll let you go back and see if John's got his problem solved. 54DJW, KC4ECN, thanks for the info.